Okay, Bez Hashem, today we're going to continue in the first parak of Masechet Kiddushin, where we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. And again, we're talking about how different things are acquired. So, Behema Gasa Niknas B'Mesira, a very large animal that is not easy to lift, like a cow, can be kona by Mesira. Mesira means you give over the reins or the leash of the animal from one person to the other, or the hair of the animal, anything. You just hand over that to the other person, even though you're not actually moving the animal itself. But if it's a smaller animal, you're kona it by lifting the animal up. That's the way you would normally be kona things that you're able to lift. Obviously, you can't lift a cow, so we do mesira instead. Divrei Meir Rabbi Eliezer, that is Rabbi Meir Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. V'chamomrim behemadaka niknas b'meshicha, that a behemadaka can be acquired just by pulling it to schlep it along, because even small animals aren't necessarily very easy to lift up off the ground, so you don't have to do hagbah, you could just yank at it and it will start walking toward you, but because you're pulling it, and that also is considered to be a proper form of Kenyan. Moving on now to Mishnah Hay. Nechasim sheyesh lemechrayus, if you have land, niknin bekesef b'shar b'chazaka, you can acquire that with kesef, with shtar, or having a document of acquisition, and b'chazaka, and by doing a Kenyan chazaka, which we assume means na'al gadar u'paratz, to either lock the land, the gate on the land, or build a fence around it, or break through the fence. V'shein lemechrayus, but if you have something that is metaltalin, that's not karka, the only way to acquire that is by doing meshicha, by pulling it to yourself. Obviously, meshicha doesn't mean just meshicha. It means hagbah, mesira. It means hachnasa l'rishus, so by actually physically drawing it into your rishus. However, if you want to acquire both land and metaltalin simultaneously, you could do one kinyan on the land, and that kinyan will cover the metaltalin as well. So you do a regular kinyan kesef shtar chazaka on the land, and through that you'll be kona the metaltalin as well. So if I'm buying land from you, and I also would like to buy an animal from you, I can say, okay, here I'm going to do a maisa kinyan by giving you a shtar for the land, and together with this agav, the kinyan for the land, I'm also going to acquire the animal. V'zokin chasm sheila machrayis, chasm sheisha machrayis lishava alehen. And similarly, if you have metaltalin, it could make a karka subject to a shavua, meaning normally ein nishbain al karkos, that you don't take a shavua on karka. But if a person has a taina on another person for both metaltalin and karka, in such a case where he'd be chayv to take a shavua for the metaltalin, let's say he's a mode of mixas where he's chayv a shavua da oraisa on the metaltalin, even though normally you can't make a person take a shavua about karka, because as we said, ein nishbain al karkos, once he's taking a shavua on the land, on the metaltalin, he can make him take a shavua on the karka as well. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said the way to acquire a large animal is with mesira. The way to acquire small animals, machlokas, Rameir says you have to lift it. Rameir say you have to lift it. The Chum say you can even just be moshech, you can even just pull it toward you. In Mishnah Hay, we said that karka is acquired with kesef shtar chazaka, metaltalin is acquired with hachnasa l'rishuso, like meshicha, and if you're trying to acquire both karka and metaltalin simultaneously, you could do a kinyan on the karka, and that will work for the metaltalin as well. And if you're able to make someone take a shavua on metaltalin, then you can make him take a shavua on the karka as well, even though typically ein nishba'in ala karkos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav.